A gospel expedition reaches the finish line in Russia, but future outreach is in question. Frontline shepherds take action in quake-torn Peru, and a children's ministry partnership brings hope to foster care children. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. One of the longest evangelistic bike trips is now complete, but there are questions about future similar events. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffiths says this was the vision of the Baptist Union leaders in Russia, riding from Germany to Vladivostok, more than 9,000 miles, sharing the gospel along the way.
They were able to hold their meetings in stadiums and cultural halls, town squares, street corners, and any other venue that would receive them. The audiences often numbered more than 500 at a time, and we found out, too, that they had frequently very many, many children who, of course, were attracted by the sports aspect of this.
A number of people came to Christ. Now laws restricting religious freedom have been approved, and there's concern more are coming.
If we get, the opposition of the Orthodox Church and other agencies that might be opposed to evangelical churches, and if those forces get increased influence with the national government, we certainly could see sorts of restrictions imposed.
Next, a United Nations official says 200,000 quake survivors still urgently need emergency help in Peru. Global Advance's David Shibley says their Frontline Shepherds Conference in Lima, Peru, was a couple of weeks prior to the massive earthquake.
One of the churches in one of the outlying suburb areas was so severely damaged that they will have to implode the church and start all over again, literally rebuilding the church. We're so grateful that because of the generosity of Global Advance partners, we were able to send a significant gift toward the rebuilding of that church.
Shibley says the conference timing was a God thing.
They have used this as an evangelistic imperative. Obviously, people, when they're shaken into the reality that life could end at any moment, look Godward often. And our Peruvian brothers and sisters are taking advantage of this tragic opportunity and sharing the gospel.
You're listening to Mission Network News. HIV/AIDS is rampant across Africa. Many people are living day to day, not knowing where their next meal is coming from. Basic hygiene is not a priority. However, Bright Hope International needs you to help and share the gospel at the same time. Bright Hope's Craig Dyer just announced the kickoff of their MedPax campaign.
A MedPax is simply a small, undecorated cardboard box that we give you to fill with basic hygiene items, things like soap, toothbrush, and toothpaste, and a washcloth. And then you mail it back to us. We add a Bible to it and then ship it over to Africa to deliver in Uganda and Kenya.
Their goal is 50,000 MedPacks. Dyer says this is an opportunity for you to help the local church.
They're delivered by local churches. We've seen it make incredible differences in people's lives, both physically, but also the Word of God planting seeds in their hearts that hopefully will flourish and help Ugandans and Kenyans come to know Him.
And finally, a partnership between ministries is touching wounded children. Bethany Christian Services is working with Zondervan Publishing to distribute hundreds of Bibles and storybooks to children in foster care. Bethany's John Van Valkenburg says these kids are a perfect fit for this project.
They have suffered so much from neglect or abuse, and that's why they're in foster care. The goal of foster care is to reunite the children with their parents, but that doesn't always happen. The children in foster care really tend to lose hope that they would ever have a family.
There's a growing need for families to offer the refuge of a safe home to kids who have been removed from their biological families. The example of a living gospel is underscored by the Bible distribution. Van Valkenburg says,
they're really excited when they receive something like a Bible or a storybook that provides encouragement and motivation to know that there is something that they can have faith in.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's growing across the West, and few Christians know much about it. With a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray during Islam's holy month of Ramadan. Today's the last day. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.